This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour on this good day. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Dudley is, I think he's hopefully probably landing in Boston right about now and should be along in a little bit. He was stuck in Denver last night with a little bit of weather, so is frantically emailing everybody saying, I may not make it on time, which obviously is the case.
So what kind of weather was out there, though?
You know, he told me he just said it was windy, and I don't know if he discussed rain or anything, but he said he saw two planes come in for a landing, and then they sent them back up.
That can't be good.
And if Doug were here right now, he would tell you that the Denver airport is the worst airport ever built. It was transportation secretary at the time under Clinton. It was his property, and they sold it to the city of Denver and the state of Colorado, and he made a ton of money on it. And it's a horrible place for the airport because it's on top of the mountain, and it's going to get all the wind. And blah,
don't
blah,
forget
blah.
That every planet is in retrograde.
Right.
So technology.
Right. So prepare yourself for when he does show up. He is going to talk about the Denver airport nonstop. He's going to love that story.
Well, I think it's like the prettiest airport, so the building looks cool.
Tell me something in Denver or in Colorado that is not pretty. It's a beautiful
state. I know.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I've flown in and out of Denver a bunch of times. I've never had a problem, so I'm surprised he hates it so much.
It's, you know what? The old airport was a lot more convenient. This one is much farther out of town. So it gets a thumbs down for me on that.
Yeah, it is kind of far out of town, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so until he gets here, we will entertain you with what's going on in the day. And there's a lot of great stuff going on. Some bad stuff, too. But, I mean, there's a lot of really interesting stories. Like, if you're Roger Ailes, not a good day. If you were one of the people who tried to overthrow Turkey, not a good day. If you're Yahoo, not a good day. And if you like to watch porn in McDonald's, not a good day for you. But the best story has to be Melania Trump speaking at the Republican convention last night. And if you heard any of the speech, I thought she did fine. I've heard excerpts of it. I did not watch her. But I thought she presented her case. And it's the job of the presumptive first lady to humanize the nominee. And with Donald, that's going to take a little work, right? Because with women, he's not doing so well.
Yeah.
And so she got up there and, you know, talked about his softer side and how she's, how she came to America and the things that it's done for her, and did a nice speech until you get to the part where she talks about how her parents raised her and what her and Donald believe. And Twitter started going crazy. Twitter started noticing that her words in that passage were almost word for word what Michelle Obama used 8 years ago when speaking for Barack. And you come to look at it, and
I'm just shaking my head. I can't believe this.
Well, if you look,
I didn't watch it last night, but I can't believe this. When you pointed this out,
it's beautiful. You have to hear
this.
And if you look at CNN, it's breaking news. Plagiarism, like huge 40-point font letters, and it's just, it's mad. You would think that the Martians landed if you look at CNN, because it's a fun story. Everybody's going to run with this today. So let's listen to this, and you decide whether you think that Melania Trump would actually be crazy enough to plagiarize Michelle Obama from only 8 years ago.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
My parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise.
that you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them and even if you don't agree with them.
That you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Oh, wow.
What says the court here?
That's just blatant. I mean, there's no way you can explain your way around this.
Do you think they would be really that dumb?
I can't believe it. This is almost like someone purposely sabotaged her. This is so blatant, and someone is so stupid behind the scenes that this seems almost like sabotage.
Yeah, just the phrasing of some of it seems very close, though, like the last part that we just heard.
Oh, it's worth
specifically about the children in your nation and the willingness to work for it.
Well, CNN has it, so it's like Rich said, it's word for word. I mean, it's, you know, except throwing in a your instead of you.
Well, I mean,
but that's just because she doesn't know English. But
not 100%. I mean, it's, you know.
But plagiarism doesn't have to be 100%. That's bad.
Yeah, so the Trump campaign is out saying that Melania wrote some of the speech, and it was inspired by some of her life events, and that it was not plagiarized. In writing her beautiful speech, Melania's team of writers took notes on her life's inspirations. And
she was inspired by Michelle Obama.
Right. Apparently. So let's look at this. By the way, the speechwriter who wrote Michelle Obama's speech says, "To be honest, I was more offended by just about every other speech than Melania's plagiarized paragraphs." John Favreau didn't really care about it too
much. And that's not the actor director, is it?
Different
John Favreau?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. Hmm. I'm not up on my John Favreau history. All right, so here's Melania.
From Swingers?
From Swingers. Oh, I remember that movie. Yeah,
John Favreau.
Yeah.
And he directed all of the Iron Man movies. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy in everything.
Right. I have to IMDb him. All right, here's Melania. Are you ready? "From a young age, my parents impressed on me the values that you work." And here's where it gets exact. Because Michelle starts out, "And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values." All right, here's where they go word for word. I'm going to read where they say it's exactly the same. "Values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise." Almost sounds like Dr. Seuss, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a natural thing that you would just think of.
"That you treat people with respect." All right, here's Michelle. "That you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say you're going to do. That you treat people with dignity and respect." So one of them says you treat people with dignity and respect. The other one says you treat people with respect. Other than that, it's almost dead on.
Wow.
Yeah, the word is your bond. I mean, is that a phrase that I don't know?
Yes, it is. I mean, your word is your bond.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. But still, it's...
I don't really blame Melania for this, though. Her speechwriters is who I would blame. They're the ones who are going to get the crap for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, wow, I just can't believe it.
And then here's the other passage. All right, the other passage, here's Melania. "And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow." Here's Michelle. "And to pass them on to the next generation." Here's Melania. "Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them." Here's Michelle. "Because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is to reach for your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Oh, man. I mean, I don't understand. I'm in total disbelief. I didn't watch any of this last night. I went to bed before this broke. I can't believe this.
Day one.
Who thought they'd get away with this? Who thought that no one would be fact checking or do research and figure out, oh, this is almost verbatim of what Michelle Obama said 8 years ago?
I cannot believe that somebody, anybody, and I don't think it's her, would be that stupid. But this is going to take a good explanation to figure out how they got that close to this and did not plagiarize it. It's going to be hard. And nobody's going to believe you anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You might as well just move on. And Teflon Trump is, maybe his wife is as Teflon as he is, and nobody will care in 24 hours, because I'm sure something else will burst out of the news cycle here. So, all right.
Wow.
Well, you decide, and tweet us and tell us what you think, or email us, or come to Facebook and let us know what you think. It's DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/DougStefan, Twitter at Good Day Show, and let us know what you think. Did she plagiarize? Did she not? It's 17 past the hour on Good Day.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
That sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 2-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundle. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. It's in your range. Don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's the mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As I was waiting to be interviewed in the studio of a major TV network recently, I noticed something was different than usual. There were no college interns. They're usually everywhere, so I asked where they were and was told that the network cut back on offering internships after a judge ruled that all interns at private companies must now be paid. A couple of years ago, I predicted this would happen after two students sued a movie studio that had given them unpaid internships. Interns have also sued talk show hosts, magazines, and many others claiming that they should have been paid. Charlie Rose had to pay nearly $250,000. Even though thousands of college students have volunteered for unpaid internships in the past so they could get valuable experience and contacts, the judge ruled in favor of the students who sued. So after being forced to pay interns, many workplaces simply eliminated those positions. Let's be fair, the students who filed that lawsuit said they just wanted to be paid. But what they did wound up penalizing thousands of other students who wanted the experience more than the money. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Coming up on 21 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I hear that a lot. 23 past the hour, and Doug Steffen's good day. Without Doug Steffen, for the moment, he'll be along. He's on an airplane somewhere over Boston, hopefully. Until then, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, hanging out here with you to bring you up to speed on the latest news regarding Kanye West and Taylor Swift. Because we know that you've been hanging out all morning saying, oh, my God, what in the world is going on with Kanye and Taylor this morning? So Victoria has it up because, I don't trust me enough on that one. So, Victoria, what's going on with Kanye and Taylor today?
Well, this is like the Taylor-Kanye round nine now at this point. It's, you know, as we know, Taylor was very upset when Kanye released the song Famous because he says in it that he made her famous, and then she apparently took umbrage with it and made a big deal about it at the Grammy, saying no one else can make you famous, blah, blah, blah. She was kind of, she kind of seemed like she was a big baby about it. And Kim Kardashian just basically got tired of everyone dumping on Kanye for it. And she said, you know what? I'm not supposed to release this audio. Taylor's people didn't want audio released of the conversation on the phone where Kanye calls Taylor basically to give her a heads up about the song Famous and to let her know that he's going to use her name in the song. And so finally Kim just released a whole bunch of Snapchats that she had filmed while they were on the phone together. So you can hear very clearly Taylor seems very flattered that Kanye took the time to call her. I mean, no other rapper would do that. And I mean, people just, you don't have to call someone and say, hey, I'm going to write a song and your name is in it.
So let me just clarify here. So Kanye is going to write a song that has a reference to Taylor, and he has the manners to call her up and just say, hey, heads up.
Right.
This song is coming out and it mentions you.
Yes.
Does it mention her in a good or a bad light? Is it favorable?
Well, he says, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. And she laughs and she goes, well, it's very tongue-in-cheek either way. And that's basically the line that he throws by her and says, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And then they talk about changing a line in the whole series of Snapchats. And then, for whatever reason, when the song actually came out, she flipped out and said that he never called her, he never had her permission, and just is acting like none of this ever happened.
Yeah.
And Kim Kardashian said, we have evidence, so we're going to release it.
And now that these videos are actually out, she says, oh, well, you called me the B word, and you didn't get that approved by me. So
that's literally what she's hanging on to now. It's the B word.
All right, so let's hear what he had to say here.
I mean, thanks for being, like, so cool about it.
All right, so there's one passage there, and let's see what else he had to say.
Things without, like, even asking or seeing if I'd be okay with it, and I just really appreciate it. Like, I never would have expected you to, like,
Okay.
And then there's another one where she says, basically where she's talking about how he also sent her flowers. Did you see where that one is? It's down towards the end.
Relationships are more important than punchlines, you know? Relationships are more important than punchlines, you know?
Yeah, and she basically says that he can go with whatever line he thinks is better.
Right.
But she's just super appreciative that he's come to her, which is something that people never do.
Right.
You shouldn't have to do that when making music, but
you don't have to do that. Yeah, you by law you don't have to do that. So it is interesting.
Let me get this straight. In the court of public opinion right now, you think that she's being small?
Oh, I think she's playing the victim card for no reason. I don't understand why she wouldn't just say, yeah, I'm not really thrilled that he used the B word. He didn't tell me about that part, but we did have a conversation. Just be an adult about it.
Well, I think everyone thinks it's funny because Taylor Swift writes about everyone in her songs.
Yeah.
And she doesn't mention them by name, but everyone knows who it's about. And she makes it very obvious who it's about.
All right. Well, there Taylor Swift is. She's growing up and learning some lessons. But I guess Kanye win one for now.
It definitely seems like Kanye's winning this one.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Sharpen your tusks. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A fox saw a wild boar sharpening his tusks on a stone. The fox said, man, I've been through this whole forest today, and I haven't seen even one hunter out. I don't know why you're doing that. And the wild boar said, if I waited for the hunters to get here, it would be too late for me to get ready for them. We all have tusks to sharpen. Preparation is the key to success. Sometimes sharpening our tusks means staying in front of relationship challenges and talking things out before they get too big. Other times, sharpening our tusks might mean working harder at our jobs or exercising more. Whatever it is, and whatever sharpening your tusks means to you, it's time to start doing it. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like,
do, do, do. I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
July 23rd is the most important holiday of the year, National Hot Dog Day. Celebrate by going to Burger King and asking for the $1 Classic Grilled Dog deal. How else are you going to celebrate? Try the $1 Classic Grilled Dog only at Burger King.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Favorite bands, bringing us back in to 34 minutes past the hour on the Good Days Show. Doug Steffen in the air in transit on his way back to you. Hopefully we'll be back shortly, but we actually, to tell the truth, we have no idea where he's at. He was in Denver last night, and weather delayed his plane, and the last I heard from him was at 11 o'clock last evening, and he was hoping to land and be walking into the studio right about now, but who knows, we'll see. So until then, Victoria, Kara, and myself, Rich, along with you. And one of the cool stories of the day, we hear a lot of Black Lives Matter stories versus the police, and it goes back and forth as to who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, and everybody's trying to do the right thing, but sometimes things get twisted. Well, in this circumstance, everybody did the right thing. In Wichita, Kansas, the police there decided that they were going to have a First Steps cookout. They had a protest on July 17th, and the protester had planned the march on 17th, but their chief, the police chief Ramsey, and I'm not sure if that's Charles Ramsey, used to be here in Washington, D.C., and then Philadelphia. I have to look at that, because he's a very good police chief. He decided to get together with the Black Lives Matter organizers and create a cookout. So Chief Ramsey had a Q&A after they had the cookout with the barbecue, and they allowed the people of the community to voice their concerns and ask questions and had a conversation, and they said it was a very good vibe.
More than 1,000 people packed into McAdams Park tonight, the goal being taking the first step in improving the relationship between the community and the police department.
If I were to ask you the question, when was the last time you saw this happen, you would say never, because it's not happened.
Longtime Wichita resident James Holland saying this community cookout, bringing the community and law enforcement together, is a step in the right direction.
I believe that this event is going to help show our community that we can voice our opinion without being radically offensive.
The event, called the First Step Community Cookout, was organized by community leaders and the Wichita Police Department. Officials estimate more than 1,000 people of all ages came out to interact with the nearly 150 Wichita police officers and other law enforcement agencies. The goal for co-organizer A.J. Bohannon...
First thing we want to do is try to break that boundary and break that barrier. The second thing we want to do is start the conversation.
Yeah, it's so great.
Isn't that great?
It's Gordon Ramsay, actually.
Do you think he made all the food?
Wait a minute, it's Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, it is Gordon Ramsay. Okay. You know what? Neat. Cool.
Well, yeah, this is awesome to me because I feel like most people, at the end of the day, what they want is to feel like what they have to say is being heard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in a lot of communities, there's a divide between the people who need to be heard the most and the police. Because there are some areas and in some poor neighborhoods that police don't even want to go in because they're dangerous.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you something. When there's 1,000 people show up and you're 150 cops and everything works well, it's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what a great outcome. And now, you know, what struck me in that conversation is the one of the citizens who said, when's the last time you ever saw this?
Right.
Never. Which actually isn't true. As you guys know, my brother is a cop in one of the poor neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., the poorest neighborhood. And he works in the three local schools in that neighborhood and works directly with the kids, him and his team. And part of the reason that they work there is A, security, but B, community relations. They want these kids to grow up from the time they're in elementary school knowing the police and knowing that, you know, we're not bad guys. We're here to help, as opposed to what they might think if they're all of a sudden 18 and running the streets and getting in trouble. It's us against them.
Yeah.
And my brother, during the summer, right now, they have a police junior academy where it's kind of like camp, summer camp. And they do all kinds of things with the kids throughout the course of the summer. And it's something for them to do so that they're not just kind of wandering around in the streets. But it also builds the relation between the police department and the community. And then also, my brother's been on the news several times for this other program that they have where they take kids shopping at Christmas time. So they pick, I don't know, 20, 30 kids, and the city pays to take them all Christmas shopping at the local Target or wherever it is down there, and they buy them all gifts. And it's a fun, fun time. So really, my brother, the last 10 years of my brother's career there in the D.C. Police Department is building community relations. And he says, you know what? Some kids you're never going to reach, and some kids you can. So, you know, you get what you can.
And well, I think it's fabulous that they, you know, instead of having another protest, they came up with the idea, let's just everybody get together. The local vendors provided the food, and, you know, we all live here, and we're all from the same area. And the Q&A thing especially, you know, I give this guy a lot of credit. I saw the video footage of this, and he was just standing there and really taking it, in a sense, because there are a lot of angry people, and rightfully so. And they say, you know, there was one young black guy who said, if I get pulled over, how do I know I'm actually getting pulled over for a reason or if I'm just being racially profiled? And the police chief Ramsey there, he said, look, he goes, racial bias is not okay. And he said it to the crowd, if any of you feel uncomfortable or if you feel that you're upset or angry, I want you to come to me and tell me about it. We need to know, we need to communicate before things get to the point where, you know, you see in other cities where it's really taken a turn for the worse. So they said they have four more picnics scheduled, and I hope they all go off without a hitch.
Well, let's see if this takes off around the country. And
what a great example.
Yeah, you see other... you see other protesters act this way, and you see other police departments reach out like they did, because it's a great thing, so hopefully it'll take off. It's 41 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. Coming up, you know what? We're going to tell you why it's not good to be in Turkey if you're this person. 41 past the hour on Good Day.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, Safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name Mister, middle name Safety, last name exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kit as worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's on his way back to you, so just hang out there, and shortly he'll probably wander into the studio. Until then, Victoria, Kara, and Rich here with you. And if you are in Turkey and you are part of that failed coup last week, not good news for you. Turkey's president has refused to rule out the death penalty for thousands of people arrested following the failed coup attempt. Now, how do you bring the death penalty on thousands of people? Is that like all at once?
I know, right?
I was going to say the same thing.
Weekly thing? I mean, how's he going to work this out? I don't know. So he says, there is a clear crime of treason, and your request can never be rejected by our government. So he says, Turkey currently does not have the death penalty. They would have to reintroduce it. And if they do, the EU says, you can't join the EU.
I
imagine
says,
it wouldn't look very good for the EU if they did the death penalty on thousands of people. I mean, I guess if there's a will, there's a way.
I always used to have a joke with Doug, is instead of the electric chair, they should have electric bleachers, and I'm thinking Turkey's probably going to reinstate
those. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
But you know what? Here's the Prime Minister of Turkey. Here's the President. He says, why should I keep them and feed them in prison for years to come? Saving a couple bucks, right?
It's kind of nuts.
It's a crazy world, man. All right, so let's see. Yahoo. Not doing too well, is it? It's getting like Yahoo's like, I go to a yard sale on Saturday afternoons in my local neighborhood. I expect to see portions of Yahoo sitting on one of the tables for like $12 because it's being sold off like it's at a yard sale. CEO Marissa Mayer says she may be ending her tenure at Yahoo on a sour note because one of the things is they bought Tumblr and they paid, billions of dollars, right? They just had to value it down by $482 million, saying that the future performance does not look good. This is after they took a $230 million hit on Tumblr last quarter. So that's $700 million they've had to write off on Tumblr. Good Lord.
I mean, I don't know why Tumblr was ever valued at $1 billion. I mean, I know people, like, I mess around on Tumblr sometimes. I flip through and read people's Tumblr pages.
Does anybody still do it?
Yeah, I mean, I know people who use it, but it's a very, like, niche group of people.
It's a very,
very
niche thing. Yeah,
specific like Reddit, group of people.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
kind
deep,
of.
Deep people.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I can't imagine how it ever got valued at $1 billion.
They've
unless it wasn't, and Yahoo just likes to overpay for things.
It was valued at more than $1 billion, obviously, because they've written it down a total of $1.1 billion since 2013.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. That was just a bad move on their part by buying it.
Yeah, but even Yahoo, I'm still surprised sometimes. Like, when I hear every now and then a person who has an email at yahoo.com, I'm like... It's kind of like with
that's
AOL.
Me. That's me.
I have a Yahoo. Yeah, I have a Yahoo, but that's like the only things that go to it are all, like spam stuff.
Right.
If I ever sign up
to
win a contest,
true.
It's all the contest emails.
It's my junk email address.
Totally.
I've had it for what seems like 20 years, but it can't be that long.
I don't trust anything important there because they don't have the money to keep up the security behind the scenes that you would need.
Oh, my God. You know what I just realized? I have all my photos on Flickr. That is my locker. My photo storage locker is on Flickr.
Get it to the cloud, young man.
It is in the cloud. It's on the wrong cloud.
Yeah, it's in the wrong cloud.
Clouds. Do you realize what a pain that will be? I have thousands of pictures there. Because I decided a long time ago that that's where I want to keep my pictures is just, okay, I'll put them up in the cloud, and no matter what happens to that 10-year-old hard drive sitting in my desk drawer in the kitchen, my photos will be safe.
Well, you and better start downloading because that's going to take a while.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I chose Yahoo because at the time it was stable. And you know what else irks me? All this money. Look at this, $1 billion written down on Tumblr. Who's got that $1 billion? Somebody made $1 billion. Where's my money for all this stuff? How did I miss this tech boom? You know what, Doug?
Yeah.
All of us sitting here, just getting everybody. We're all working our butts off every single day, right? Getting our nickels and dollars, and a few good coins here and there. And here's somebody getting $1 billion for something like Tumblr.
Right, I don't understand it. I just don't understand how it could ever have been valued at that high.
I want my $1 billion.
It's not a subscription-based service. It's free. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, obviously it wasn't worth that, and somebody got taken, and it was Yahoo, and they'll be going down soon enough. Get your pictures off of Flickr, everybody. It's 50 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract, and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Past the hour, tech time here on the Good Days Show. Victoria, Rich, and Kara with you. And one of the big things in tech news today is Apple is improving its song matching algorithm for Apple Music users. Okay, so they have this service called iTunes Match. And basically what the service does is it says, okay, let me look at your music library on your computer hard drive. Okay, you have this 1,000 songs in your hard drive. Great. Don't worry about uploading them to Apple so that you can use them in the cloud. We'll just say you already have them, and boom, we'll put them in the cloud for you. The problem was is that their fingerprinting system for matching their song to yours didn't work real well, so you would have a Taylor Swift song, and they would give you a Kanye West song.
Just give you sometimes the wrong version. Like, it would give you an acoustic version that iTunes had from, like, say, you know, someone covering it on The Voice. So it might not actually, it might be the same song, but it wouldn't be the same singer sometimes.
They should have talked to Shazam. They figured this out a long time ago.
But Shazam doesn't let you upload your own music and store it.
But they are able to identify songs, and they do a very good job of it, as long as there's not too much distraction going on.
Who owns Shazam? Somebody big owns Shazam, right?
Somebody bought Shazam.
Somebody bought it.
And I can't remember who it was. So,
maybe it was Microsoft?
So anyway, it could be, yeah. So anyway, Apple says that they're improving. And my question to you guys is, really, do you still upload songs to the cloud? Do you still buy CDs, import them into your computer, and then upload them to the cloud?
It's not about CDs. It's about all. I have five different. I have an iPod that's like a 60 gig that has thousands of songs on it. And as I've moved around, I haven't. But it's once you put it into your iTunes library, all of those songs need to get uploaded into the cloud so I can get rid of my iPod and then have everything stream.
But,
so I need everything to be in the cloud.
On Apple Music or.
No,
Stitcher,
not stuff. Not stuff that back in the day, if you've had stuff that you ripped into the system from a CD, that stuff is not there. And then Apple.
What?
Any other CD that wouldn't be, like, a lot of Radiohead stuff and a lot of other bands that were never on iTunes. Prince didn't have stuff on
iTunes.
Prince
didn't, right.
So, like, if you have a Prince collection,
or the Beatles
then...
until recently.
Right, and then so before then, you were kind of screwed. So it's like, well, I don't have a CD player, so how do I play my music?
Well, here's my philosophy now. I do Apple Music. And I pretty much get everything I'm looking for, even the new stuff that comes out that I follow down in New Orleans.
Apple Music has gotten so much better, though.
Yeah, I mean, they've only been around, 2 years now? So you knew it was going to take a while. And I would have done, not Stitcher, Spotify, because Spotify had a bigger library at the time when Apple Music launched. But just with Siri and being able to work in it, that's why I went with Apple Music.
Yeah.
And now that the Beatles are there, there's really not, I mean, Prince, yeah, but there's really not a whole lot that I can't find on there that I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for J.J. Gray and Mofro, and I'm looking for Robert Randolph and the Family Band, and it's...
But where do you find that stuff online?
It's on Apple Music. It's all there.
But I mean, if you find something that's obscure and it's not on Apple Music, then where do you find it? Are you you're still buying CDs or like, because you must have some music that isn't available online yet, or it's available from a different service and then you need to switch it over.
Yeah, I mean, I have a Spotify account too. I'm not a paid one, so I can go there if I need to. But honestly, it's all there. I mean, everything.
Well, the nice thing is if you've had Apple or if you've been paying for iTunes Match, which I did because I had so much stuff that wasn't available there, then now the new algorithm with Apple, they said it's going to take some time because they're converting thousands of songs over with this new identification, the thumbprint or whatever. But they said that it basically now if you have Apple Music, you don't also need to pay for iTunes Match. It's wrapped up into one price. So they're slowly migrating. Grading everybody over into one thing. Eventually, I'm sure everyone will have to just be on Apple Music streaming.
Yeah.
I mean, Tidal is still...
Right.
Tidal is my only streaming, but Apple might buy Tidal anyway, so...
Hey, bad news if you want to watch porn at McDonald's, it's over. free one. So if you go get your Big Mac and you like to look at dirty pictures, McDonald's has put filters on their Wi-Fi so that, I mean, you can still use your cell service, but on their Wi-Fi, they cannot do it. And also Starbucks. So all of you pervs who like to go into Starbucks and McDonald's, you're going to have to find a new place to go.
There's a very small group of people who are super disappointed right now.
Yeah.
Maybe Burger King. The Whopper. Yeah, that's a fine new place. All right, there it is for you. All your tech news, you're up to speed. And coming up on a little 59 past the hour. Hurry, get ready, go! It's 59 past the good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.